朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
多的时候，其实挡住的是我自己。
More often we discover the one that hinders us from moving forward is ourselves.
第三个应许。
And the third promise.
无论你往哪里去。
No matter where you go.
耶和华你的神必与你同去。
The Lord your God will be with you.
你觉得还有什么应许比这个更宝贵？
Brothers and sisters, what other promises in Scripture is more precious than this?
当然。这个网络上有不同的统计哈，但是有很多的统计说，这三年疫情里面，圣经中最常被人 quote 的一句话，你们猜是哪一句
？And the statistics that has been taken that in these past three years of the pandemic, the one particular verse is quoted most. Do you want to know which verse that was?
就是以赛亚书四十一章哈
，Isaiah chapter 41。
啊，就是叫我们不要害怕，不要惊慌，因为神必与我们同在。
Do not fear, do not worry, because the Lord our God is with us.
啊，不仅仅与我们同在，他要用他的右手，公义的右手扶持我们。
And he will uphold us with his right hand.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，神的同在其实它不是一个抽象的、遥远的。
The presence of God is not something imaginary, something far off.
神把救恩做到完全到一个地步，连刚刚得救的人都可以这样享受神的同在。
God has worked salvation in such a way that someone who just come to faith in Christ can enjoy the presence of God.
如果我们可以享受耶稣是救主，把我从罪恶里救出来。
If we can enjoy the fact that Jesus is my Savior, He has delivered me out of sin.
我也同样可以享受耶稣是以马内利，要把我带进神的同在。
We can also enjoy that Jesus Christ, He is Emmanuel. He will lead me into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，在聚会里面，你唱诗，如果真的用心灵和诚实，一下子遇见神的同在，你不觉得那是太喜乐的事吗
？Brothers, in the midst of our worship, as you are singing, all of a sudden you are in the presence of God. Do you not rejoice?
神明明在这里。
God is here.
圣灵的工作在这里。
The work of the Spirit of God is evident here.
我们要不甘心怎么来怎么回去。
We cannot come and leave exactly the same way.
要在这里要有 divine encounter, 要跟神有神圣的相会。
We need to have a divine encounter with God.
借着诗歌，借着祷告，借着薄饼，借着信息，让神对我们说话。
Through the songs we sing, through the prayers that we give, through the words that we hear, the words that we read, we say, God, speak to me.
这三个应许是在我最低落、最软弱的时候，大概30年前，神借着这句话把我整个复兴起来。
It's about 30 years ago. These were the promises. These are the promises that the Lord used to restore to me.
并不代表我从此没有跌倒，我从来继续跌倒有软弱。这句话，不管是神用来安慰，或者我自己主动的复习，都让我能够重新得力。
And not to say that I have not failed in the recent 30 years, but every time as I review these words, the Lord encourages me.
那希望我们也能够常常的去思想他，有了神的话，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And I want to encourage brothers and sisters, meditate on these promises. Meditate on the word of God. If you meditate day and night, you will be blessed.
神把我们召出来，让我们成为独居的子民。
And again, God has called us out so that we may be a people that is special, that dwells alone.
我们就是跟世人不一样。
That we are separated from the world, we're different from the world.
最大的不一样就是 holiness unto the Lord. 我们被分别为圣归给神。
The greatest difference is that we are holy unto God, meaning we're separated unto the Lord. We belong to Him.
是跟神、跟天、跟永恒发生的关系。
That all of a sudden now we have a relationship with the living God. We have a relationship with heaven above.
那当我们走在这条路的时候
，And then when we're walking on this way，
这一条是一条恩上加恩、力上加力的路。
It is a pathway that is grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
好，弟兄姊妹，恩典不止这么一点。
And the grace that we receive is not just this much.
在他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了而且恩上加恩
And the fullness of his grace we have all received yes grace for grace
以弗所书第一章也讲到神有极丰盛的恩典在基督里要赐给我们
And Ephesians chapter 1 that the abundant blessings of God was going to be given to us in Christ
他那么想给我们
He so desired to pour out his blessings
想到一个地步他是用诸般智慧聪明 要充充足足的给我们。
To the extent God says He uses all manners of His wisdom that He would pour that into our lives.
当爸爸妈妈有没有头痛过小孩子不肯吃饭？你要用猪般的智慧聪明来喂他吃饭。
I'm sure the brothers and sisters here who have children that they when they refuse to eat, you're thinking about always all of your wisdom to shove the food in their mouth.
还有些老爸妥协到在地上跪着当马给他骑啊
！And some dads would compromise themselves and get on all four their limbs, be as a horse, so that they would ride on their backs, they would eat.
飘跟当飞机，就喂他一口，想尽办法叫他吃点东西。
Or made like an airplane sound, and shove the food in their mouth, that they would eat.
神。那么丰富的恩典要给我们，要把他儿子给我们，他需要用猪般的智慧聪明。
And then amazing, the immense grace of God, God is using all of His wisdom that He would pour it into our lives.
不然我们这个人领受不了吗？接受不了的。
Or else we can't comprehend, we are unable to receive it.
所以我们才会说路满子由，全是恩典。
And this is the way we say that our path is full of the fatness of God, is full of the blessings of God.
而且这条路是力上加力的。
And again, I want to say this way we discover is strength for strength, strength upon strength.
所以我们在讲约书亚记的时候，我也曾经引用过民数记神百姓走属天道路的三个重要原则。
And again, we also cut in and use that illustration from the book of Numbers, the three principles by which we walk in this heavenly journey.
这又是另外一个期考复习题目，很重要。
Here, this is a second exam, another review. I want to see if everybody remembers.
你这三个原则掌握住，不仅读了懂民数记，而且也能够为我们整个人生的路找出了属灵的原则。
If you understand these three principles, not only would the book of Numbers be easy for you to read, you also discover the principle by which you walk and live this life.
第一个是在民数记第十章那里讲到，他们就按战起行。
Number one, the first principle is Numbers chapter 10, that they went from stage to stage.
你用我们今天新约的话来说，叫做凡事都有它的美意。
And in other words, everything in the New Testament is to say that everything has its beautiful.
And
again, when we go from stage to stage, we are moving according to God's plan. It's not that I could go wherever I want to go.
旷野，神的百姓被管教多走了38年。
In the wilderness, because God's discipline on His people, they wander for 38 years.
但是你从来不要去说神的百姓在旷野迷路了，他们从来没有迷路，都是云柱火柱带领的。
Don't ever say that they were lost in the wilderness, because along these 38 years, the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire led them.
因为有一些的战，我们必须经过，我身上的肉体才能脱掉。
And there's some stage, there's some places you gotta go through so that your flesh may be done away with.
所以按战说到凡事都有神的美意。
And again, from stage to stage, speaks of the fact that everything has a beautiful plan according to God's heart.
第二个在民数记第二章第二节讲到他们每到一战就对着会幕安营。
And secondly, it speaks of the fact that every time the ark rested, they camped according to the ark or the tabernacle.
用今天的话来说，叫做凡事以神为中心。
And another word is to have Christ to be the center of all things in our lives.
Christ must be the center of our life.
And again, Christ must be the center of our lives.
我的生活如果不是以基督为中心，不是让主居首位。弟兄姊妹，我们一定失迷，而且一定痛苦。
In my life, if Jesus Christ is not the center, if He does not have the first place, we will have sorrow, we will have pain in this life.
不要把这个当道理或者要求来听。
Brothers, don't read this as a set of requirements.
不光圣经上说用别的替代他的一定愁劳苦愁烦一定加增。
The scripture tells us that if we replace God with other things, our sorrow will increase.
我相信所有真正走主道路的人，包括今天在座所有的基督徒。
And I know everyone in the history of Christendom that walks in this pathway, even all of us who are here today.
我们都能见证这句话的真实性。
We all can testify to the reality of these words.
什么时候基督不是我生活的中心和首位，我一定劳苦愁烦加增。
Whenever Jesus Christ is not the center of my living, whenever He is not not the first place in my life, sorrow increases in my life.
你不要说我在工作上要有见证，我要做这，要做这，而我在家庭要有见证，我要做这，我要做那。
And not just, do not say that at the workplace, I need to have a testimony, I need to do these things. In my home, I need to have a testimony, I need to do all these things.
那是仇敌的诡计，让我们这个人被分隔化的，就很多的事情 compartmentalize。
It's the scheme of the enemy that allow us to think that our lives are divided, they're compartmentalized.
我要怎么样平衡我的工作，我的侍奉，我的家庭？
How do I balance my work life, my home life, and my ministry, church life?
基督如果没有居首位，你不可能有 balanced life.
And I will say this to everyone, if Christ is not the first place, there's no balance in our lives.
基督如果没有对着会幕安营，我们不可能有真正的满足和永远的福乐。
If you do not settle around the tabernacle of God, there is no fullness of joy in our lives.
你如果不相信我说的 ，go ahead try it.
If you do not believe what I'm telling you right now, go ahead and try it.
好，弟兄姊妹，我多么希望大家不要再走冤枉的路。
And brother and sister, I call on all of us that we do not walk.Again, these wasteful steps.
不要再白白受苦，没有价值的。
We suffer in vain. We suffer without value.
早一点能够照着神的话，神对我们给我们指出了这条路来走，恩上加恩，利上加利。
The sooner we come and run along the principle of this path, we will discover it is grace upon grace, strength upon strength.
第三个重要的原则。
And the third principle.
讲民数记三十三章。在那里数算了神百姓在旷野走路的脚踪。
Numbers chapter 33, it begins to recount all the pathway of the people of God.
他们一共走了42站。
And they came to 42 different stages.
圣经在描述这段路的时候。
And as the scripture begins to illustrate every one of these stops.
一直用一个重复的 pattern, 一个句型来描述它。
There's a pattern in the description that continues to repeat in the word of God.
他们从 A 起行安营在 B, 从 B 起行安营在 C。
And they lifted from location A, they rested in location B, they lifted from location B, they rested in location C.
换句话说，直到他们进到基督里，进到神所应许的地，这一路上都不是终点，都不过是路上的一站。
Until they came and into Canaan, you discover every place that they rested was not the final destination.
啊，用今天的话来说，永远以神为目的。
In another word,
为我们的目标。
We need to have Christ to be our aim and our goal.
我们会经过失败。
We're going to go through failures.
但是神没有叫我们活在失败的阴影和控告里面。
God did not want us to live under the shadows of our failures.
神要我们离开我们的失败，继续往前。
God says you need to get up, depart from your failures, and keep pressing on.
我们有得胜的经历。
You may have some experiences of victory.
神没有叫我们停留在得胜里面。
God says,
神要我们出来。
Don't stop at your victories. You need to move on.
我们有痛苦的经历，像在玛纳一样。
And we may have those experiences that are bitter.
我们干渴了这么久，喝到的水又是苦水。
And we've been thirsty for so long, and then we came to this place of Mara, and the water that we drink is bitter.
神没有叫我们永远停在痛苦里面。
But God did not want us to rest and stop in bitterness.
痛苦的经历虽然是需要的，但是那不是神的终点。
Yes, those experiences are necessary in our lives, but they are not the final destination.
那不是我们的目的。
It is not our goal.
神要叫我们出来。
God says, come out.
神把我们带到以琳
and then when God brings him into Eliam,
在以琳团契也要听好，没有永远要你停在以琳。
And we know there's a fellowship by the name of Eliam, but God do not want us to rest in that oasis.
要叫你们出来。
And God says you need to move, you need to move on.
十二股活泉，七十棵棕树 ，How wonderful, 对不对？这里真好。
There's 12 springs and all of the palm trees. How wonderful is this place in the midst of the wilderness?
我相信我们在属灵的路上都有这样经历，突然碰到一个这么好的聚会，或者这么好的教会，让我们享受。
And I know in our spiritual walk, all of a sudden we discover, oh, I'm at a wonderful retreat. I'm at a wonderful place. I am enjoying the presence of God.
或者我们有一个特殊的属灵经历，哎呀，被圣灵充满，真好。
And I have a wonderful experience of encountering with the Lord, being filled by the Holy Spirit. This is so wonderful.
你的复兴真好。
And the revival with the spirit within me. God, this is wonderful.
神还是要召我们出来继续往前，因为还有更好的在后面。
God's going to call us. You need to come out of this. You need to keep going. Something better is to come.
就是讲到这一条路哈。
And again, it speaks of this pathway we're on.
最后在这里讲到有一个充满着荣耀的蒙福结局。
And here, we want to say that there is a glorious end.
有一首诗歌叫做荣耀盼望，下一句是什么？
And there's a hymn that we sing, A Glorious Hope.
Worship team, 乔治。荣耀盼望，基督再临。
Glorious hope, Christ will return. Amen.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
That's our glorious hope.
有一天我们要面对面的去见着主的。
One day we're going to see him face to face.
所有圣经的应许都要在变成眼见了。
All the promises of God is now at sight.
是我们亲眼可以看到的。
We can behold with our own eyes.
而我们今天在地上所得着的基业，那一天在天上成为我们的奖赏。
And all the things that we've acquired of the life of Christ, it will become our reward.
你看彼得前书一章三到四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercies has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
今天从属地或者从我们个人的经历上来看
brothers and sisters, from earthly perspective, from our personal experiences,
我们在基督里的每一个经历
every encounter, every experience we have in Christ,
每一步的步伐
every step that we take towards him,
所得的产业他为我们持守
every one of those inheritance that we have claimed, he hold fast to them.
而这个产业
and this inheritance,
是不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污、为我们存留在天上的基业
is incorruptible, is undefiled, and it does not fade away. It is reserved in heaven for you.
在湾区的房子贵得要死，很多人都觉得万洋心叹，对不对？你觉得什么都没有。
And we know that the houses here are super expensive, and so some people feel like I have nothing.
弄不好你在天上，你不知道你得到了多少属灵的产业。
But we need to look up. We need to discover the inheritance, the tremendous amount of the wealth we have in heaven.
可能你在基督里有那么深的经历，是这个世界不能够 afford 的，不能够给你的。
And the experiences you have in this world, of Jesus Christ, it is the things that this world cannot give you.
好，所以在这里讲到一个荣耀的护照。
And so here we see this.
讲到一个荣耀的结局。
This glorious end.
所以以色列百姓进迦南要来得地为业。
And so when the people of God is called into Canaan to receive an inheritance.
神把产业给他们，根据两个最重要的原则，在民数记二十六章。
The principle by which God gave the land. Allocated the land is in Numbers chapter 26.
一个是根据神的主权，他们连租的地，这是根据神的主权。
One is according to the sovereignty of God. They divided the land by lot.
好，所以我们不要埋怨神，也不要去跟别人比较我们的遭遇。
And don't grumble and don't compare the things that you encounter in your life with others.
这是神的主权，他是用神量给我的地界。
It is the sovereignty of God. The boundary within your life is fallen on pleasant places.
我们要在信心里面说，我的产业实在美好。
And we need to claim, and we need to proclaim it and say it in faith that my inheritance is beautiful to me.
我相信我们都会羡慕过别人，对不对？
I know we all have looked and admired what other people have.
如果我能够有他那个多好。
If I have that.Oh, how wonderful would that be?
如果我没有这些的经历跟遭遇多好，我们会比较的。
If I didn't have these things in my life, or experience these things in my life, I think I would be at a better place than I would compare with one another.
我觉得我们中国人那种物质上的攀比是一个恶习，要对付的。
And I want to say in the Chinese culture, the tendency to compare of what we have with one another is something that we need to deal with.
吃什么穿什么，孩子读哪个学校，有什么成就，我们很喜欢比。这个东西其实并不好的。
What do I eat? How do I dress? us and the school that our kids go to, we compare, we compete with one another. These aren't necessarily good.
但是我们一不小心在属灵上也会比来比去。
But unknowingly, we begin to compare with one another with our spiritual reality.
为什么可以他当上帝的？为什么他可以当小组长？哎，为什么？啊，为什么我不蒙召
？Why is that person allowed to lead worship? Why is that person allowed to lead small group? How come I am not called into ministry?
弟兄姊妹，用神量给我的地界，说到神的主权。
Brothers and sisters, again, God has measured our inheritance, measured our boundaries, speaks of His sovereignty.
第二个是根据我们新造生命的度量。
And secondly, the land is allotted according to the capacity of life.
人多的就把产业多给他们。
Those tribes that are more numerous receive a greater allotment.
好，你不要听了这个回家又去生了一窝的孩子哈，不是外面的人多啊。
Please don't misunderstand me that you go home and try to have more kids. We're not talking about merely having more numbers.
那是指的新造生命的度量。
The spiritual significance is the measure of our spiritual life.
换句话说 ，measured by Christ.
It is measured by Christ within us.
不仅仅基督内住。
Not only does Christ dwell in us,
基督要成形
that Christ needs to be formed in us,
而至终要满有基督长成的身量
that we may have the fullness of the of Christ.
神根据这个身量来赏赐我们
And according to the degree of the fullness of Christ, this inheritance is measured unto you.
所以在承受产业的时候，我最后快结束了哈
And in the process of inheriting this inheritance,
有三个很重要的挑战，就是以色列百姓留给我们的。
There are three challenges that we saw that the people of Israel have set for us.
好，我就简单抬过去。河东的两个半支派。
Very quickly, a two and a half tribe on the east side of the River Jordan.
他们凭着己意说，我们只要河东，我们不要进河西。
By their own will, they says we want this land. We don't want to enter in.
他们不要神的上好，在基督里的生活。
They don't want the very best, the life in Christ.
他们只要神的祝福。
They just wanted the blessings of God.
我要为妇人孩子。造成我要为牲畜累卷
For my wives and for my children, that we will establish a city for our animals, for our livestock. So we're going to grow a pasture.
他所有做决定的根据都是我今生的好处
All the decisions that we made of those two and a half tribes is according to the goodness that they would experience now.
在乎地上的产业，我的牲畜，在乎我地上的家庭，妇人跟孩子
And they care about their own families. They care about the occupation now.
神从来没有叫我们不照顾家庭。
God has never told us you don't need to take care of your family.
神也没有叫我们在工作上没有见证。
And God never
我们的职场，我们的家庭都很重要。
God never tells us that you do not need to work hard and be diligent and have a testimony in your workplace.
你看我们教会有多少的专题信息讲这个，对不对
？And we have many, many special topics that we talk about these things.
但是没有一件人事物可以来取代神的旨意。还有神在我们身上的主权。
And not a single thing can replace the sovereignty of God and the will of God in our lives.
他们拒绝让神为他们研究。
They determined to say we do not want to be in the lot.
他说我们的产业就在这里，不在那里，我们不跟他们过去。
He says our inheritance is good right here. We're not going to cross with you guys.
弟兄姊妹，这就是大卫说的任意妄为的罪，这是一个最可怕的罪。
This is a sin that David talked about, the presumptuous sin. It is a dreadful sin.
我做什么决定都是根据我的需要、我的看法、我的价值观、我自己的认为。
Whatever decision I make is based on my understanding, my perceptions.
而第二个很大的挑战。
And the second great challenge.
就是约瑟子孙，他们凭着眼见、亲眼见到的环境和遭遇，他们就埋怨神。
That the descendants of Joseph, they began to complain to God based on what they saw.
明明神给约瑟家的祝福是好到不能再好。
And we saw that the blessing that God had for the house of Joseph is beyond measure.
在新约也是一样、神为我们这些爱他的人所预备的眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心未曾想到的
In the New Testament, the blessings that God has prepared for us are eyes that we have not seen, ear that we have not heard
可是在我们的遭遇里面就是有这么多的痛苦这么多的困难这么多的不顺
But in what I'm encountering, God, all I can see is all the difficulties, all these things are not going my way.
就是在我的生活里面有这么多人来搅扰我，有这么多祷告不得答应的经验。
God, it's because all of these people that are bothering me, all these prayers that I pray endlessly, and I don't see that these prayers answer.
我眼睛看到的都是教会的弱点、缺点，让我里面不舒服。
And all I see are the weaknesses and the errors of others, and I just don't feel comfortable, God.
充满了树林，充满了铁车。
And they're full of woods, and they're full of these iron chariots.
约书亚说树林，是的，的确有树林，砍掉它。
And Joshua says, yes, there are trees, there is a forest, cut it down.
的确有铁车，把它给赶走。
But there are iron chariots, drive them out.
承受神所要给我们的。
To receive the inheritance that God has for you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫信心不凭眼见。
And this is what is faith not by sight.
知道神不会做。
To know that God never does anything wrong.
知道神从来不随便做一件事。
That he does not do anything casually.
知道神是积极的神，所有所做的都是为了正面的。
That God is always positive. He's always moving us towards something that is proactive.
借着这样子的砍伐，借着这样子的赶逐，约瑟家属灵的力量才能增长。
Just through these chopping down of these trees and the casting away of these iron chariots, then the house of Joseph will rise.
所有的难处提供了我们成长的机会。
All of these challenges are opportunities for us to grow.
提供了我们蒙恩的机会。
It gives us the opportunity to receive the blessings of God.
提供了我们第一手来经历神是信实的。
That we firsthand
神是全能的。
Can experience His power, His might, and His faithfulness.
第三个挑战是众支派的妥协。
And the third challenge we see is the compromise of the many tribes.
你发现他们都留下一些赶不出去。
And you discover that at the end they all left some of the original residents behind.
不是没有得胜。
It's not that they didn't have victories.
我决定相信我们在座每一个人都有得胜的经历。
I believe that every one of us who is sitting here, we have experiences of victory.
但是神要我们的得胜是彻底的。
But God wanted those victories to be absolute.
不给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave a ground for the enemy.
只要留下来。
If you just leave some,
就跟癌症，只要留下一部分不切除，它早晚 come back.
Just like cancer, if you don't eradicate all of it, one day it will come back.
它一次又一次的 come back， 会让我们整个的体力、整个的健康受到更大的伤害。
We know that when it comes back once and once again, our health is deteriorating.
神说，如果你们不敢出去，它要成为你肋下的荆棘、脚下的网罗、眼中的刺。
And God says, if you do not drive out these inhabitants, they will be the thorn on your side. They will be a pain to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这三个提醒摆在我们的眼前。
Brothers and sisters, these wonderful warnings and reminders that are set before us.
虽然是三千多年前的。
And again, I say this story happened more than 3,000 years ago.
我在说二十一世纪，它一样真实，那么真实的在你我今天。属灵道路上的挑战。
I want to say to everyone that in the 21st century, they are equally real in our spiritual pursuits.
求神帮助我们。
We ask for the Lord's help.
能够永远的往勇敢的往前。
That courageously we press forward.
第二大段的复习我就不讲了哈，因为我们不久前刚讲过各种属灵的征战。
And the second point of review, the major review, I don't have time to go through.
属灵的路上征战是逃不掉的。
Brothers and sisters, you will not be able to escape from these spiritual battles in your life.
征战的真实性、严肃性和持续性是一辈子的。
The reality of these lives, the continuance of these battles, they will be there for the rest of your life.
仇敌可以成为我们的食物。
The enemy can be our food.
仇敌可以成为我们成长的机会。
The enemy can be the opportunity for us to grow.
仇敌也可以成为我们被淘汰、被他毁坏的一个来源。
And the enemy can also be the reason by which we are disqualified.
关键在于我们如何对待神。
It depends on how we treat God.
关键在于我们如何看我们的今生。
The key depends on how we view our life.
求神帮助我们，所以我们今年基本上2022年到年底了。
And basically, we have come to the conclusion of 2022.
好，我们仍然讲到今年是同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。
And our theme for the year, I hope everybody still remember, with one spirit we exalt Christ, with the one path we expand His kingdom.
今天为约书亚记做的总结，下个礼拜为使徒行传做总结。
And this week we concluded the book of Joshua. Next week we'll conclude on the book of Acts.
但是这些的总结都比不上你我自己在主面前 为我们今年有一个很深刻的总结。
Brothers and sisters, these summaries of what we've heard throughout the years, they cannot compare with your summary before the presence of God.
到底今年就在2022年。
In 2022, this year,
我有多少在基督里的长进是有永恒的价值？
How much of my growth has an eternal value in God?
所以当我们在这里面对新的一年的时候，
So as we are right on the threshold of the brand new year,
求神帮助我们。
We ask for the Lord's help.
虽然我们今年也没有交白卷哈，那么多弟兄姊妹热心的，我们有很好的 LDC 聚会，有 CTC 的聚会。
I know there are a lot of wonderful things that have been happening in the ministry here at SVCA.
我们有好几次线上的，或是到外地，这是成千的人参加的聚会。
And I know that in our meetings here, that those that are online, thousands of people have been blessed and benefited from it.
但弟兄姊妹，我们在乎的是你我个人，还有我们这个教会到底在主面前我们成长了多少。
Now, brothers and sisters, here at this church, what we care about is not just merely the extension of this ministry, but how much we individually have grown with the Lord.
一下子2022过去了。
Brothers and sisters, again, so quickly, 2022 has passed by.
马上2023也要过去。
Very, very, very quickly, you'll discover 2023 will pass by.
2024也很快就要过去。
And then 2024 will pass by.
因为每一年真的就是过这么快。
Because every year it just goes by. I'm sorry.
Amen. 你不觉得今年过得太快了吗？
Don't you feel like this year just went by so quickly?
好像年初的时候才开始讲完，今天已经到年尾。
And you discover we were just at the very beginning, the very opening message at the year, and we're coming to the end of the year already.
所以我希望弄最后一张 slide 作为我们的提醒。
I want to have this last slide as our reminder for all of us.
总要趁着还有今日，要竭力得着神的上好。
So while it is still today, strive to obtain the very best from the Lord.
神给我们最上好的就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
The very best that God can give us is His Son, Jesus Christ.
罗马书八章三十一节讲到，神如果不吝惜自己的爱子为我们舍了，岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们。
Romans 8:31 says that if He has given us His only Son, would He not give us all things would He not give us all things in Him?
跟主又讲，我们是全世界最富有的。
Look to one another, turn to the someone next to you and say, I am the richest person in the world.
因为我们得着了神的上好耶稣基督。
Because we have received the very best of God as Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们希望今年如果神光照我们还有哪些未得之地。
So brothers and sisters, at the conclusion of this year, if the Lord brings to our remembrance the things that we have not yet laid hold of this year,
让我们愿意把它变成脚掌所踏之地。
I want to pray that we still have the opportunity that we can claim it, we can step on it.
从前逃避的害怕的，现在靠着主勇敢的去面对。
The things that you were afraid of, the things that you run away from, now by the strength and the courage of the Lord, you would face them.
去征服我们生命中的巨人亚拿族人。
And to conquer those giants, those Anakins that are in your life.
能够摧毁一切坚固的营垒，像耶利哥。
And to cause all those strongholds to come tumbling down in your life.
把未得之地变为我们脚掌所踏之地。
That all those land that has not yet been claimed, they will become the land that your feet has trod upon.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。